March 7th, 2023, Half-Cast 416, episode 416, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Police officer raped two women while on the job in Tulare County. He's been sentenced. So you got Tremaine Jackson, the Arizona State Trooper, that pleaded out the 5 years, but he was initially charged with 61 counts of sexual assault, pulling women over. Then you got Miles Bryant, the Georgia police officer, the Gwinnett County police officer, that kidnapped Susanna Morales, the teenager, while she was on her way home. They still don't want to release the details of the death. So what's happening is, if you're a woman, you're hoping that the police pull you over and just give you a ticket. And if you're a man, especially a black man, you're just hoping you walk away from a traffic stop, period. A Tulare County police officer was sentenced Tuesday for a series of rapes he did while on duty, including one in uniform, prosecutor said. Right there, right off the bat, that tells you he has absolutely no respect for the badge or for his fellow police officers, that when they put that uniform on, they really want to go out there and make a change in the community. Oscar Robles, 30, raped two different victims between April 2017 and January 2018, threatening to use his official powers as a Woodlake officer to arrest them if they did not submit to the sexual assault, the Tulare County District Attorney's Office said. Not even thinking about protecting anyone or fighting any crime, just riding around with a hard-on and a badge all day. Lame. Looking to single out a woman, scare her up so you can impose your will. He was sentenced to 10 years and 8 months in prison on Tuesday. If you think you're lonely now, prosecutors said. The DA filed 12 felony counts in 2018 against Robles, accusing him of sexual assault of two victims while under color of authority and witness intimidation, dissuading a witness, false imprisonment, and assault by a peace officer. Just like Tremaine Jackson, who was initially charged with 61 counts of sexual assault, these people don't stop at one. They don't stop at two. It's a power trip. They don't stop until they get caught. It's quite possible this guy has way more than two victims. These were just the only two ladies that came forward. The investigation began September 11, 2018, after deputies patrolling near Visalia came across a man and a woman walking, investigators said. The woman said she had been sexually assaulted by a Woodlake police officer. A second woman was soon found who said the same thing happened to her. In one assault, Robles was in uniform, investigator said. Yeah, this is a guy that doesn't care if you know he's a cop. He wants you to know he's a cop. It's scare tactics to try to keep people from going to law enforcement because you don't know if they're all his buddies, if they're all in on it, or for just fear of retaliation. This is such a traumatic experience that he's banking on people would just try to put it behind them the best they can and move on. Robles in 2017 was involved in an officer-involved shooting in Woodlake that left the man paralyzed. This guy's a problem. It's no secret that police precincts all across the country have been forced to lower the bar with recruiting due to police reform, police retiring, or cops just flat out catching criminal charges, but allowing people like him in your ranks ain't it. It's not the way. Next up, Utah woman started apartment complex fire to burn away the negative energy and pain in her life. Police, I'd like to solve the puzzle. You are the problem. Thinking like that, most women just get a haircut and a spa day and boom, they're good. Not old Matches McGillicuddy over here. Everything must go. A Utah woman was charged with arson after she tried to burn away the negative energy and pain in her life by setting her apartment complex on fire. Police said around 3 a.m. on March 5th, officers were investigating a fire at the building in Sandy when 37-year-old Crystal Nicole Moss approached them, KUTV-TV reported. This is a very selfish thing to do, because what about that neighbor that finally put their life together and you end up burning their apartment down because your life is falling apart? Be an adult. Go to therapy. Moss told officers she was the person responsible for starting the fire that left residents displaced and police detained her, according to authorities. Officers and fire personnel spoke with Moss, who admitted to using a lighter to ignite a tree of life that she then placed inside a cauldron near her bedroom closet. This is all wrong, officials said. Who's using a cauldron in 2023? What is this, Macbeth? Grow up and get yourself a crock pot. Moss allegedly said it was difficult to ignite the tree of life, so she poured a bottle of alcohol on it to speed up the process. What? According to police reports, she claimed to want to get rid of the negativity, sadness, and pain in her life when she lit the fire and wanted to burn the universe, but didn't want to hurt anyone. Officers said, should I tell y'all, people burn trees every day to get rid of negativity and pain in their life. It's called marijuana. Fits right in the palm of your hand. You don't even need a cauldron. Police asked Moss if she tried to warn any neighbors of her plans before setting the fire, and she said she did not, according to authorities. Somebody could have died after allegedly sparking the blaze. Police reports state Moss attempted to bang on the garage door of a nearby fire department, but didn't receive any response. Moss was arrested and charged with one count of arson and booked into the Salt Lake County Jail. There's a saying that's always stuck with me, has been with me for a very long time. It's wherever you go, you take you with you. So if you're your own problem, there's nothing that you can burn down. There's nowhere you can move until you address yourself. Also, only you can prevent forest fires. And next time, try yoga. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.